6 years ago, Helen dreamt her first husband died. Now, the dream has started again.
Nigel Anthony as Paul. Sean Barrett as Roger. Sheila Grant as Helen. Rosalind Shanks as Jean. And Alan McNaughton as Andrew Forbes. In A Dream of Murder by J.C.W. Brooke.
Nice day for him, anyway. Better than he deserves.
Oh, really? Paul.
Tut, tut, tut. Yeah. Well, she won't admit it, but it could be the best thing that could have happened.
Maybe.
God, things like this depress hell out of me.
Funerals.
If I had my way, everyone would be quietly cremated, and that would be the end of it.
Ha ha.
Wasn't a joke.
Well, you surprised me. Where is she, anyway?
I said I'd take her back.
Well, last I saw, she was over there.
On her own?
She said she didn't want company.
Ah. Well, I'd better go and find her. It's going to take a few hours getting back, and I've got
some... Oh, don't tell me. You've got some work to do this evening.
Needs must, brother. Needs must.
May I offer you my sympathy, Mrs. Gray?
Thank you.
It was tragic.
Yes. I'm sorry. Do I know you?
No.
Then...
I'm sorry. I just
What do you want? What are you doing here?
Nothing. I was
You've
just...
no right to be here if you don't know him.
But I did.
How? When?
Doesn't matter. I must go now.
But...
I'm sorry if I upset you.
Helen.
Bye.
Good morning. Helen. You okay?
Who's that man?
A man?
He was here with me just now. Oh, surely you saw him. You must have seen him.
Oh, I saw someone, yes, sir. What did he want?
What? Nothing.
Well, look, I've brought the car around. It's about time we were leaving.
Yes. All right.
He's coming to his death. It'll be fun to kill him, won't it? He's stopping to look at the train. Isn't that convenient? We'll see him fall, and the train will hit him, and he'll bounce and bleed, and we can watch, can't we?
Irishman looked at the ear and said, "That's not mine. Mine had a pencil behind it."
Oh. I've heard it before.
Roger, where do you get them from?
Oh, round and about.
Helen, is there some more coffee?
Oh, yes, of course.
Thank you.
It was a lovely meal.
Yes.
Then, thank you.
Yes, superb, darling. Superb.
Thank you. I must get the recipe off you. Try and educate Paul's stomach.
Aha.
I'll swear before I knew him, he just existed out of tins.
So true.
And his flat. Oh, well, you'd know, of course. Not a single picture or decoration.
Oh, Roger, I saw him the other day.
Sorry?
Paul, I was talking.
Oh, it just occurred to me.
He thinks he doesn't want to be reminded of the arid masculinity of his life before you took over, Jean.
No.
Doug, more coffee?
Thanks.
Well, my life wasn't aridly masculine, as you put it.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, it was self-contained, I admit.
Only occasionally were there sweaty jockstraps drying in the oven, eh?
I'd organise my life perfectly okay.
So you think.
What do you mean, so you think?
God, don't get all aggressive. I was merely pointing out that, when a beautiful girl like Jean came along, your athletic trusses went out like a shot. Hey, like a shot. I'm quite pleased with that. And in came some Art Nouveau posters of dubious taste.
Well, there's nothing wrong with my posters.
I'm not saying there is, darling.
Paul, I swear your brother's flirting with me.
Oh, not me. I wouldn't dare. He might bonk me on the head with a golf club. How is your handicap, by the way? Still, scratch?
But what if it is?
Well,
Jean, more coffee? Oh, thanks.
What are you going to do when you run out of coffee, darling?
Sorry?
See, for years and years, Jean, my wife has been trying in one form or another to pour oil on the stormy waters between Paul and myself. This evening she's using coffee.
No, I just thought... Sorry, thanks.
You said you'd seen Mum, Paul.
Yes, last week.
Very dutiful of you.
I don't go as a duty.
I think I might need some more coffee in a minute.
Oh,
it's all right. It's just a joke.
How is she?
She's fine.
Did she give some broad hints as to when you two are finally going to take the plunge?
What? Into matrimony? What else?
Last time I saw her, she mentioned, in the most unsubtle way, how nice a girl Jean was. I agreed with her, of course.
Well, names are... Sorry, go on.
I was just going to say I had a funny dream last night. If funny is the right word.
Huh?
It was most peculiar and vivid. I was standing on a road, a road in the country, with someone, a child, I think, whispering in my ear.
B.O.
No. It was a railway bridge, one of those little ones you get in the country, and I was waiting for someone. Oh, and the train, of course. I could hear it. Hear them both.
Sounds great so far.
The person I was waiting for, I couldn't see who it was, stopped to watch the train. Well, nothing really happened. But the funny thing was, the voice was urging me to walk over and push him off the bridge into the path of the express. I was going to do it, although I didn't really want to. I just knew he had to die. It really wasn't nice at all. I woke up sitting up.
You never told me.
You were asleep, and anyway...
Did you feel sick?
I did, as a matter of fact, yes. It was quite nauseating. I don't know why.
Did you hear...
That's nothing compared with what I dreamt the other week. I thought I was eating a giant marshmallow the size and shape of the post office tower. Now, what I ask you, would Freud have made of that?
I never realized before. You don't like him much, do you?
Who?
My Roger, of course. Who else?
Well, that's all right.
That's not the impression I got.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, come on, Paul. It was obvious. I've never seen you so aggressive.
Well, you've seen us together before.
Yes, but...
But what?
Now, don't start on me. I suppose brothers are always rivals.
We're not rivals. We're not. Well, they might have been as kids, but now I lead my life and he did too.
As you like. I don't want to argue about it.
You find him attractive, don't you?
I find him amusing,
oh,
yes.
Oh, yes, yes. He's amusing, all right. Well, now what's funny?
Well, you are. One moment you say you're not rivals, and the next you demonstrate, well, jealousy all over the place. Paul, don't get moody, for God's sake. See it in perspective, it doesn't matter.
I'm not getting anything out of perspective.
If you
I'm
say...
I'm not!
Oh, right, all right. We'll drop the subject. Helen wasn't what I expected. Oh, you can talk about her, I take it, without flying off the handle.
In what way?
Well, going all moody.
In what way wasn't Helen what you expected?
Well, she's so intense. Nervous. Shy, I'd say.
Well, I told you she was shy.
No, but...
She's always been intense.
Yes, maybe, but I didn't know that, did I? Oh, come on, Paul. Give a little bit, won't you? Trying to talk to you when you're in this mood is impossible.
Well, then don't bother.
Look, I'm not going to shut up whenever you take it into your head to behave like a sulky little boy. Oh, I know your moods wear off, and I know you can be charming, but this is...
You shouldn't have mentioned the dream.
What?
You should have shut up about it.
I don't understand what you're saying, Paul.
Are you upset her?
Upset who?
Helen.
How?
By mentioning the dream. Her first husband died like that. Fell over a railway bridge in the path of an express. And Helen has always claimed he was pushed.
Nightcap?
Sorry?
A drink. Help you sleep.
No, thank you.
Paul was his usual acerbic self, wasn't he? Deal with any luxury or sandpaper down some of these rough edges. Not that it would be a picnic living with him. What did you think of her, darling?
Oh, I thought she was very nice.
Better than he deserves. Or perhaps I'm just being jealous. Look, why not leave that?
No, it's better to do it now. God.
It's all right. Broken.
Oh, God.
What is it?
Hold me.
All right.
She dreamt about Simon.
Oh.
She did. She dreamt about him.
No. It was just a coincidence. Come and sit down.
I tried to keep it in while they were here. I didn't want to spoil the evening.
Well, Paul did his best on that score. You needn't worry.
I got this sick feeling when she said it was a bridge in the country.
Maybe, but well, dreams about bridges must be as common
as... I've been feeling tense all day, and when she said...
Darling, it's nothing.
I knew what she was going to say. I knew it was starting all over again.
Now, don't get yourself into a state over nothing.
It's not nothing. It's happening again.
Now, what on earth do you mean by that?
Get me that drink now, please.
All right. What did you mean? It's all...
Nothing. Oh, you know me, darling. Always getting upset over nothing.
Here.
Thanks. Well, I was just getting nervous about meeting...
Jean,
that's right, Jean. I was just getting nervous about meeting her. And when she said, we were all boiled up.
No, don't talk, darling, don't talk. Just relax.
But, I mean...
Take a deep breath. Come on, now. Pretend you're Paul doing his press-ups.
I'm sorry.
That's better.
I don't know what I'd do without you, darling.
You'd find a handsome man. No. Correction, another handsome man, and live in a villa in the south of France.
I'd go mad without you.
What rubbish you talk sometimes, woman.
Oh, I'm serious.
So am I. You're a damn sight tougher than you think. Now, let's go up.
Roger.
Hmm?
You will sleep with me tonight?
Of course I will.
No, I mean sleep with me.
Am I being propositioned? Oh, seems that I am. Did you sleep with this woman, defendant? No, my lad. Not a wink.
Well, you were a long time in the bath.
Yes.
I've been lying here wondering how I should apologize.
Oh, I shouldn't bother.
Well, I don't know why exactly. It's Roger, I think, seeing him at home with Helen. But now I'm back, all safe and protected in my own flat.
You can afford to be magnanimous, is that it?
Well, I can see things more clearly. Stand back and... I behave badly and I apologize. Jean?
I heard. You can't always be doing it, you know.
Doing what?
Getting moody. Hurting me. Then graciously apologizing and expecting to be patted on the head.
No, I'm not expecting to be patted on the head. Well, perhaps just a little pat. An affectionate little pat now and again.
Well, it's no good trying that, going little boyish and charming and butter wouldn't melt in your mouth. I'm not impressed.
Oh, that's a shame. I don't know what else I can try.
Try anything. Just be natural.
Me, natural. girl, what are you suggesting?
Well, now you're imitating...
Imitating who?
I'll risk running straight into another of your black moods and say, Roger.
Oh, God. Don't I have a personality of my own?
Of course. That's why I live with you. I didn't move in to live with an imitation.
Oh, dear. Well, those China ducks will have to go there.
I'm serious, Paul. I don't want you to put on an act. I don't like it.
Maybe there's not much there when I'm not acting.
Nonsense.
Well, maybe those moods of mine, maybe they're the real me.
Rubbish, and you know it.
Oh, come to bed, my lover. I'll say no more.
Not yet. I want to do my hair. Oh, tell me about Helen. Was it true what you said about her first husband?
Well, yes, it's not a thing we talk about very much.
Oh. Well, if you don't want to talk about
it... He's a bastard. She met him at college. Simon, that was his name. Simon Gray.
He was a student as well?
Supposedly. He was younger than her by a couple of years, taking an economics degree. He was still at college when she left and started work. They did in Bristol, this was. I met him just before he died. I was there. They lived in a very poky little bedsit. But he was obviously using her as a meal ticket, treated her like dirt, ripping her heart out, sleeping around, taking drugs, pot. He was a bastard. She was devoted to him. Real passion for him, she told me. Oh, he was attractive, I'll give him that. Yes, I've always been close to Helen. And seeing her like that... He left her alone for days at a time.
Don't get upset.
On the day in question, when he died, he was visiting friends in the country, a sort of a commune. And they said he went for a walk, alone. The body was found the next day, by the railway line. It was badly mangled. Served the bastard right. The post-mortem showed he was high on LSD. It was the best thing that could have happened to her, Helen.
Why does she think he was pushed? Paul?
I don't know. She just said...
You're very fond of her, aren't you?
Who?
Helen.
Yes. Yes, of course. Of course I am.
Here he comes. He's coming to his death. It'll be fun to kill it, won't it? He's stopping to look at the tree. Isn't that convenient? We'll see him fall, and the train will hit him, and he'll bounce and bleed, and we can watch, can't we? Nice to be out here, doing things with you. Very nice. Fun. Your hands up. That's right. All ready to push. Come on. Walk over. Push him off.
Roger! Darling, what is it? Are you all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. It's just a dream, that's all.
What are?
Must have been all that talk. What Jean told us.
You dreamt the same?
What?
Did you have the same dream? Over the bridge. The figure on the bridge. And...
No. Just a dream, that's all. It was pretty vivid.
Are you sure it wasn't the same?
Positive. What are you doing out of bed? You'll get cold.
You were sitting up with your arms out in front of you. You were moaning.
Oh, was I? Must have thought I was a pop singer.
You did have the same dream, didn't you?
I suppose I might have done. I don't remember.
Now, I know you had the same dream.
Why, did you have it as well, then? You'd better get back into bed, darling. You're getting cold.
Can I join you?
You are a one, aren't you?
Can I? Please. I need to feel close to you.
Okay. Come on. You ought to put those freezing cold feet of yours anywhere near my stomach.
It won't be for long. I know you sleep better. Well, I know. I feel so lonely sometimes.
Don't we all?
I'm frightened.
Yes. I
know. Well, you don't know how frightened.
Yes.
Tea for two. And scones?
Oh, lovely, thanks.
And scones, please.
Tea and scones for two. Won't be long, then.
Thank you.
Nice place. I don't think I've been here before.
Yes, it is nice. Oh, the meal we had yesterday was lovely. I was saying to Paul, real cordon bleu stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Of course, we'll invite you and Roger around soon, but it won't be anything quite so grand. I hope you didn't think it odd me phoning you. Suggesting we meet?
Oh, no, of course not.
I mean, we don't know each other at all, really.
Is there anything wrong, Helen? Can I help?
Oh, no. No, I just wanted to chat, you know. Did you dream again last night?
Dream? No, I slept like a log.
No, you wouldn't have done, not you, not again.
Paul told me about your first husband. I'm so sorry.
It was Roger who dreamt it last night.
What?
He says he didn't, but I know he did. Doesn't want to upset me, you see. Thinks if he tells me, it'll upset me, so he invents things and refuses to tell the truth. But he doesn't know, you see. He doesn't know about the dreams.
Dreams? Plural?
Oh, there's more than one. They go in sequence.
Oh, what do you mean?
It gets worse and worse each time. It's more vivid. Powerful, real. I was sick after the fourth dream.
You were sick after...
Oh, yes, I've dreamt them before, you see. On the four nights leading up to Simon's death. The fourth dream is the worst. In the fourth dream, you push the figure over the bridge into the path of the express. You can hear him hit. Even above the train noises, you can hear him hit.
Tea for two and scones, wasn't it?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. Here you are.
Thank you.
Well, I'll be mother, shall I?
Oh, yes. Thank you. I'd only knock things over. I get clumsy when I'm upset.
Oh, never mind. Do you take...
I've been screwed up about just the years, the dreams. I never knew where Simon was. He never told me where he was going. Just to lie in bed wanting him near me, but I started having these dreams. On a night, those hateful dreams, that awful voice. In the morning after the fourth dream, I was standing up, pushing against the wall in my sleep. There was a knocking on the door. That's what woke me. It was the police. Simon had died. And I was sick. All over the floor, I was sick.
That's terrible.
I'd killed him, you see. I pushed him.
Oh, really?
Well, I did, in my dream. In the last dream. What it builds up to.
Maybe, but there's a difference between, well, dreams and reality.
Oh, not those dreams. You don't know how vivid they get. They're more than just dreams.
Oh, but
I've never told Roger or Paul or anyone. I just think I was insane, but...
Oh, I'm sure Paul wouldn't.
Paul would...
Even if what you say is right about the dreams, well, I've dreamt one, and possibly Roger's dreamt one. But you haven't, have you?
But don't you understand, Jean? Don't you understand what's happening?
What?
I've worked it all out. I've thought of nothing else since... You and Roger, you've started to dream them for me.
Why?
Oh, so I can't stop them, of course. Or stop them murdering again. Mr. Forbes, Mr. Bruce.
Oh, come in, Mr. Forbes. Well, how do you do?
How do you do?
Please sit down.
Thank you.
Oh, now, how can I help you?
I want you to trace someone for me. Mm-hmm. You do that, I trust.
Oh, certainly, as private detectives. But I must point out that in the case of missing persons, the police...
She's not missing, nor has she done anything illegal, as far as I'm aware. I do not think the police would be interested in her. I expect, trace her myself, but there is some urgency in this, so I...
You call in the experts.
Yes. I've been out of contact with her for several years, and now I wish to meet her again.
I see. Well, now, have you thought of advertising?
But that would take too long. I must stress the urgency again. I've noted down all the details. Mm-hmm. Her name is Mrs. Helen Gray, mm-hmm. a widow. I suspect she is remarried, but what her present name is, I do not know.
Yes.
She must be found before tomorrow night.
Mm. Yes, in our business, there's always urgency. I see you say that she lives in this area.
Yes.
Now, how do you know?
You may just accept that she does.
Ah, mine is not to reason why. I see. There's an inquest into her husband's death. Ooh. Now, that should help things considerably. Hmm. Okay, Mr. Forbes, leave it with me. I'll get onto it right away.
Thank you.
Well, Simon hurt me a great deal. It was all right at first when we were at college. But then he left and we had to get married and then...
You had
to... I was ill for a while, you see, after we wed. I had to go away, you understand. Well, not for long, just for a few weeks, but... I never realized how weak he was. Weak and arrogant. It was all free love in those days. Acid, flower power. And he went along with it. My upbringing had been very strict and... Well, I couldn't believe it at first. When he took up with me, this lovely man. He was lovely. Slim, like a cat. When he used to touch me...
You haven't had any of your tea?
Possessive. I'm too possessive. I would have driven him away. Was driving him away. I think I'm driving... Do you need to be touched, Jean?
Touched?
By Paul, in bed.
Sometimes.
It's a craving with me, physical contact. Roger and I have single beds. I can't stand it sometimes, not being able to reach out and... Oh, I know he finds it a bore to make love to me, but... It was the same with Simon. After I'd been ill, I ached when he wasn't there. All those nights, I knew he was away. Away and in bed with someone else. I toss and turn, alone. And, well, everything, you see. All my desires, they focus on one person. Always, only on one person. And that's where the dreams come in.
How?
Oh, it's the outlet. When you... So much pent-up emotion inside, it's got to come out somewhere. It sometimes gives your subconscious a raw power. You can't control it. All you can do is see what it does in your dreams, hear that voice, and you're a helpless spectator watching. Well, my subconscious, didn't realize how much I loved Simon. It only knew it was being rejected. So it killed him. It made him fall in front of that train. Do you understand?
I think so, but it sounds pretty fantastic.
Oh, I knew I shouldn't have told you. I knew you couldn't take me seriously, but
oh,
I had to...
Look, I do take you seriously, but... Well, look at it from my point of view. I relate to some friends a rather nasty dream I had. And unknowingly, I've touched on a raw nerve. I brought back to you, I didn't mean to, memories of... Well, let's face it, a very unhappy time in your life.
You're doing what Roger would do. You're being reasonable and calm and smoothing things over.
I was just pointing out...
I never have told you.
Oh, Helen. Look, do you admit that when your first husband died, you were a bit upset.
Well, of course I was upset.
Perhaps getting things distorted.
Well, it's easy for you to be rational, Jean, to jump to the obvious conclusions. Don't think I haven't. Well, I've told myself I might have imagined it all in retrospect. I've been through all that, tried to find another explanation, but there isn't one. I haven't imagined it. I did dream those dreams on the night I think I dreamt them. They did happen. Now they're happening again.
Oh, maybe. But not with you, as I've seen.
In the last dream, the one that's going to be dreamt tomorrow night, turns round.
Who?
Well, the person on the bridge. He turns round just before you push him. I'll be dreaming that dream. The last dream. The one that counts.
Why you?
Because I've got the power, Jean. The power. It's gathering strength at the moment, but it has to come back to me. I'll be the one there when he turns round. I'll be the one who sees who it is. And it won't be Simon. He's dead.
Well, who then?
Have you met Roger's secretary?
No.
Oh, she's very attractive. A stout is the word, I think. Her name's Sue. It's Sue Harris.
No, I'm sure I don't know.
Well, Roger's... He slept with her. I have no proof, but... Well, she's not the first. He's just like Simon like that. He sleeps around. Finds me boring, you see.
I'm sure he does.
Oh, I'm too intense. I like humor. I scare people away. I don't know why he married me. I always thought perhaps Paul... But, oh, he's had enough, Roger. He's going to leave me and go away with her.
Oh, no, I'm sure that...
Hardly a marriage, you see, not in driving him away like I drove Simon away. But what he'll do is one day he'll leave. He'll go away with her and not come back.
So... Do you think the person in the dream will be his secretary?
And why her?
Well, because you're afraid. And I'm sure you're wrong.
No. It won't be her. It's not her that's rejecting me. It's not her my subconscious hates. It's Roger. Roger's the one that's going to die.
Yes?
I have Mr. Forbes on the line for you, Mr. Bruce.
Oh. Right, put him through, would you?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Forbes.
Have you made any progress yet?
Oh, well, now give us a chance, Mr. Forbes. We can't work miracles.
It should be easy enough with the information I gave you.
Well, I admit it's just a case of digging in the right places.
I have to see Mrs. Gray before tomorrow night.
Well, we are doing our best, but I doubt we'll find out today.
Tomorrow morning, then.
Well, we'll see, Mr. Forbes. We'll see.
Sorry, I can't seem to finish this.
Oh, well, never mind.
No, I've been feeling a bit, I don't know, disorientated all day. I've spent most of my time just staring into space, thinking nothing.
Do you know Roger's secretary?
I've met her a couple of times. Why?
What's she like?
Well, she's not bad. Quite attractive. Quite intelligent, I'd say. Oh, why? Why the interest?
Oh, I was just wondering.
Oh, you've seen Helen today, haven't you?
How did you know that?
Because you asked about his secretary.
I don't follow you.
Doesn't matter.
No, come on, Paul. I'm interested. How did you know?
Because you don't go around asking questions like that out of the blue. You've no reason to.
Maybe, but...
Therefore, you must have seen someone who made you think of Roger's secretary. And the only person I can think of is Helen.
For a person who's feeling disorientated, that's very astute. We had tea together.
And I suppose she told you she thinks he's bored with her?
Yes, as a matter of fact, she did.
And she also told you Roger's on the point of running away to New Zealand or somewhere with the...
Sue.
Yes, that's right, Sue.
I'm not New Zealand exactly, but...
Oh, Jean. Actually, since they've been married, she's been telling anyone who'd care to listen precisely the same thing.
I didn't know that.
Well, he gets through about 3 secretaries a year. Doesn't matter what they look like or how old they are, she forces him to change them.
Why?
Well, what do you think? Jealousy.
I can't imagine she could force him to change.
Well, you've seen her. You know what she's like. She gets nervous, tense, paranoid about him and other women. But I can't blame her, really.
He's always been a bit of a lad. Likes women, my brother. Always has done since school.
So you think it's possible
that he... I wouldn't put it past him. He's tried it on with you, hasn't he?
When?
Last night.
Oh, that was nothing. Just a bit of friendly flirting, that's all. Was it that upset you?
I wasn't upset.
I think we'd better change the subject. I don't feel like going through all that again.
You can if you like.
I think not. You're in an odd mood, aren't you?
Yes, I'm just reacting. Opening my mouth and letting the words come out. Ask me anything.
Oh.
I'm serious, go on.
All right. Why didn't you marry Helen?
She never asked me.
You would have done?
Yes, of course I would have done.
You're serious?
No. Yeah. Next question.
Why did Roger marry her?
She's a good cook.
Oh, no, come on.
Oh, I don't know. Why do people do anything?
Has she had a child?
A child?
Yes. There's something she said.
When?
Just after she married Simon, she said...
No, of course she hasn't. The idea, no. No, she would have told me, or Roger.
You're sure? She said she was ill just after they married.
Oh, yes, she was ill, all right. A nervous breakdown of sorts. Well, people do have them, you know.
Do you think she might be building up to another one?
Could be.
If Roger is having affairs, then he's being very cruel.
Why?
Why?
Well, she'd be the same in any case. Whoever she married. He might as well be hung for a sheep as for a lamb. He's henpecked into the ground.
We talked about many things. Her first marriage, her present one, and also about the dream. You remember the one I had? Paul, she says it's not the first time it's been dreamt. What are you looking for?
The road map.
Why?
I'm having to go to Avon tomorrow.
Avon?
Ah, here we are.
Why are you going there?
There's a contract for a new sewage works down there. I'm driving down.
But you won't be back in time.
In time for what? Had you anything planned?
Oh, no.
I'm sorry I didn't warn you earlier, but
I mean, you won't be back by night.
No, I'll have to stay over. And maybe the night following as well. It's an important deal.
Will Sue be going with you?
Of course.
You'll be staying in the same hotel, I suppose.
No, as a matter of fact, we won't. She's got some friends in the area.
Oh, I see.
You don't see at all, darling.
Well, I'm sure other men don't take their secretaries with them.
Some do, some don't. We go through this every single time I have to go away.
Oh, take me with you.
No.
Why not?
Because I've managed for once to build up a very good working relationship with Sue.
I bet you.
And I don't want you and your jealousy spoiling it. It's been hard enough to... I'm sorry, darling, but you've got nothing to worry about, believe me. Apart from anything else, she's got a boyfriend of at least 8 feet who wrestles alligators for a living.
Well, you wouldn't let that stop you, would you?
It was only a joke.
Oh, you mean she hasn't got a boyfriend?
I don't know what the hell she's got. Our relationship is purely business. It starts at 9 and finishes at 5.
Well, tomorrow, will it?
Oh, no, we'll probably share some fish and chips at 5 past 5 and I'll feel ever so guilty.
Don't be so cruel.
I'm sorry. You've got to understand, it's hard enough for me to... Well, forge my way ahead in the business world, to coin a cliché. Whenever I have to go away for a few days, for purely legitimate business reasons, I'm subjected to a night of... what we're going through now. That's why I leave off telling you to the last minute. My next thing you'll be hinting, ever so slightly, that you don't trust me.
Where in Avon are you going?
Bath. Sue is going to be a few miles out.
That's where Simon...
Eh? Well, yes, I suppose it must be.
Well, don't go.
I've got to.
You mustn't go. Send someone else.
There isn't anyone
else. I don't want you going near that place. Well, not tomorrow night. You must be with me tomorrow night.
Darling, it's a big contract. The biggest of my career. I have to be there tomorrow, and I can't get back in time. I've no option.
You'll get killed if you go there.
Oh, don't be silly.
You will. I know you will. Like Simon was killed, you'll get killed.
Oh, I am a sensible, intelligent man. I am not going to go there, load myself up with drugs, and throw myself in front of a train. Only after what I've been through tonight, it might be an idea if I did.
Oh, I'm so
God. I've had enough of this. I'm going to go down to the pub, have a quiet, sane drink, and then come back and go to bed. And tomorrow, I'm going to Bath. All right?
It's, well, an extended delusion, if you like. If you want to discount what she says as true.
Do you?
I don't know. She believes it. Yes.
Oh, what a mess. If she's been going around for years believing such rubbish...
You think it's rubbish?
But of course it is. A dream in four parts, culminating in murder, all brought about by sexual neglect. Old Freud would go a bundle on that. She'd be in her textbooks in no time.
What a horrid thing to say.
Well, I mean, I always knew she was a bit... But, I mean, this is too much.
I never thought you'd react like this.
How do you expect me to react?
I don't know, but... She needs help, Paul.
Maybe. So what do you expect us to do about it? There's nothing we can do.
Surely something.
Such as?
Well, we could tell Roger.
Then what for? It won't make any difference to him.
For God's sake, Paul, she's in a hell of a
listen,
state.
Listen. From what you say, she's going to dream the last dream, right?
Yes.
Yes. No, she's going to have a horrid, vivid dream of her pushing Roger over a bridge, yes? Well, let her. It's probably the best thing that could happen.
What?
She dreams a dream. She wakes up and there's Roger, snoring next to her, inescapably alive. Now, if that doesn't knock her daft ideas firmly on the head, then nothing will.
It's not as simple as that, I'm sure. If you'd been with her...
I would have told her exactly the same thing.
The time before, when Simon died, you said you were there.
I was in Bristol, yes.
Oh, she must have been having the dreams then.
So?
But did she say anything?
No, she said nothing. About dreams? No, it was all Simon this and Simon that. No, she said nothing about dreaming. She probably just imagined she dreamt.
She says not. She's very insistent on
that. Yeah, well, she's got to be, hasn't she?
I don't know why you're being so callous towards her.
I'm not being callous.
You are. She's desperate, Paul. Desperate and unhappy, and all you can do is...
Be rational.
Hard.
All right. Now, what alternatives have we got? Yes, if we make a decision to do something about these dreams, about Helen, what can we do?
I'm not sure.
No, A, we can tell Roger. B, we can wheel her into the nearest mental hospital. C, we can do nothing.
What she wants is to know that Roger cares.
Well, okay, let's ring him up and tell him to tell her.
But don't be so bloody flippant.
Look, are we going to have an argument about this?
I don't understand why you're reacting as you are. Why don't you show more concern? The last few days... Paul, we used to be happy, you and me. We talked, and it made sense. But now...
Well, we're talking.
It's not the same. I'm getting scared to say anything because you just choked down my throat and...
Now go on, I'm listening.
Paul, there's no communication between us anymore. You've gone cold and hard and... It frightens me.
Do you want to leave?
Would you care?
Look, I don't know why this conversation suddenly developed into the truth game. I don't want you to leave. I want you to stay. Bear with me, Jean. It's not an easy time.
Why not?
It just isn't, that's all.
Sorry.
I thought we were talking about Helen. Oh, look, of course I'm concerned. She's about the oldest friend I have, but I don't know what to do. I don't know what we can do. Dreams. What are dreams, anyway? But, I mean, if we start saying there could be something in them, something in what she says, then what price rationality? What price reason? It's just a frustrated woman, sublimating desires, nothing more. The best thing we can do is to just leave it well alone. Well alone. Nothing to do with me.
Helen? Darling, you awake?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Doesn't matter.
I just lost my wick for a moment. Sorry, I shouldn't have hurt you.
didn't hurt me.
Oh, we're going to have an argument now about whether I've hurt you or not. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I've said it doesn't matter.
It does matter. Well, I've done the repentant husband bit, so...
Roger.
Hmm? Yes?
Will you be honest with me?
Of course.
About Sue.
What about her?
I know you're sleeping with her.
Oh.
You just have to be honest with me.
All right. I'm sleeping with her. I'm also sleeping with Brigitte Bardot, Jane Fonda, Ina Sharples, and anyone else you care to mention. I'm as promiscuous as hell. That's why I married you. It makes me feel just great, sleeping with these millions and millions of women, and then coming home to torment you by appearing faithful.
Just stay with me tomorrow night. Please.
I can't.
You can leave me after tomorrow night. You can leave me for good if you like. But tomorrow night you must be with me.
What's so special about tomorrow night?
I can't tell you.
Yes, you can.
It's to do with dreams, Roger. Dreams of death.
Here he comes. He's coming to his death. It'll be fun to kill him, won't it? He's stopping to look at the trail. Isn't that convenient? You'll see him fall, and the train will hit him, and he'll bounce and bleed, and we can watch, can't we? Nice to be out again, doing things with you. Very nice. Fun. Put your hands out. That's right. All ready to push. Come on. Walk over and push him off. He can't see you. Doesn't even know you exist. But we know we exist, don't we? Yes. I'll always be with you. No one else. Just with you.
Sick.
Oh. Yeah. Hang on a moment. Now, drink this.
Thanks. I'm standing up. What am I doing? Standing up.
You must have got...
Of course. Of course I was standing in my dream. Starting to move. Walking. Oh, it was horrible, Jean. Really vile.
She said they get worse, remember?
What?
Helen. She said they get worse.
Of course, Helen. No wonder she...
Well, now can you see why she was so anxious?
Oh, no, it's auto-suggestion. It must be. Can't be anything else. I expected a dream, so I did. But like that. Oh, dreams like that.
Oh, come on. You better get back into bed.
That child. Really. But the girl, the one who whispers, she's evil. You can tell she's evil. Oh, my God, I can still hear her. She's real, Jean. She exists.
Get back into bed, Paul.
What?
You're getting cold. Come on.
Oh, yeah. There. Ever the practical girl, that's you. Thank God you're here. Keep me in touch with sanity.
I do my best.
Who is she?
Who?
The girl. Who is she? There was a child in your dream, wasn't it?
Well, it could have been.
Yes, I've heard her somewhere before.
What?
Well, where it happened. Can you remember where it happened? In your dream, I mean.
Well, as I said, it was a bridge.
Can you remember details?
I expect so. It was pretty vivid.
Well, tell me the details.
Oh,
I've got to know the details of your dream.
Why?
See how they compare, of course. What else?
You're really taking Helen's idea seriously.
Just tell me the details.
If you insist. There was a road, a country road, leading over a railway.
Yes.
It's getting dark, late dusk. Well, it must be autumn, I think, because the leaves are falling off the trees.
There are trees?
Yes. Three of them. Standing alone in a field in a small clump. They're tall, they're stark, and the wind's blowing them slightly. Oh, they're not nice trees, they're ugly.
And where are they?
On the right.
Is there a moon?
Yes.
Describe it.
It's above the trees. Full moon, half obscured by cloud, and it's red and angry. Bloated. Oh, everything's eerie, a real nightmare setting.
Yes, I know.
You dreamt the same?
Yes. Identical.
What are we going to do? Paul?
Well, there's something else, of course. Where we dreamt, that's where Simon was murdered. Yes?
Mr. Forbes?
Yes?
Oh, it's Mr. Bruce here. We've managed to trace Mrs. Gray for you. Mr. Forbes, you still there?
All right, where's she living?
Well, you were quite right. She does live in this area. And she has married again.
Mm-hmm.
To a Mr. Roger Cooper.
Cooper.
Yeah. Now, they live at 18...
18...
Cameron Street.
Cameron.
Now, that's in the new estate.
Yes, I find it. Tell me, did you find out if she's working or...
No, I'm afraid not. Well, you did say it was urgent.
Has she a child?
Ah, well, you've got me there as well, I'm afraid. If you want more information, then it would be a fairly simple matter.
No. Well, thank you, Mr. Bruce. Send me your bill.
Of course.
As you can see from the enclosed computer-prepared analysis, the Cassian sinking technique is...
highly suitable?
Yeah, highly suitable for your particular problem. Oh.
Anything wrong, Roger? Helen again.
What do you think? At one stage last night, I nearly promised to send you post-haste back to the typing pool.
Oh, Roger, you promised you'd stick up to her.
I know, but... maybe I should go down tomorrow. Early tomorrow, not today.
You can't. Everything's arranged.
Yes, I know, but...
You mustn't let her walk over you like this. Every time you have to...
Sue, please, stop pressurizing me. I've had enough.
I'm sorry.
I just wish I knew.
Hmm?
I just wish I knew if there's anything in what she says. Don't ask me what that is, because you simply wouldn't believe it.
Try me.
Now, that's the best offer I've had all day. Sorry not to oblige, but I feel excessively limp.
Oh, dear, there goes my big chance.
Wait until tonight, my love.
Oh, I don't think I can.
You're a grand girl, Sue. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Knowing you, you...
Oh.
Roger Cooper's office.
Hello. I'd like to speak to Mr. Cooper, please. My name is Jean Blackman.
I'll just see if he's in. Jean Blackman.
Jean? Oh, Jean, yes. Yes, I'll take him.
Oh, he's here for you now.
Jean, what can I do for you?
Roger, I've got to see you.
I'm flattered. Does Paul know?
I told him I was going to phone you, yes.
Oh. Oh, well, you can't win them all.
It's about Helen.
Huh?
Can we meet this morning?
I'm pretty busy.
It is important.
Okay. Far be it from me to miss an assignation with a pretty girl. Do you know the grapes?
Yes.
I'll be there about 11:30.
Oh, fine. I'll let Paul know.
Tut, tut, tut. You are a spoil sport.
Oh, go on. See you. Bye.
Bye for now.
Yes?
And Mrs. Cooper?
Yes?
And my name is Forbes, Andrew Forbes. Perhaps you don't remember me.
You're the man in the churchyard.
Yes.
What do you want? Where?
I'd hoped I would not need to see you again.
What are you doing here? What do you want from me?
To talk to you.
Talk to me? What about?
It's difficult to explain, but Mrs. Cooper, I have been dreaming too.
She told you?
Yes, last night. We had a bit of a row and, well, it all came out, as they say. But Paul dreamt, you see.
Yes. He woke up standing at the side of the bed with his arms out in front of him.
Oh, that's run up on me. I only sat up.
Roger, do you think there's anything in it, in what Helen says?
I don't know. Sounds plausible. But I'm a simple sort of person. I just amble through life as best I can, trying not to hurt people. Something like this. What does Paul think?
I don't know. I can't make out his reactions.
As if anyone ever could.
He's not consistent. He's aggressive one moment and peaceable the next. One minute he won't talk about it, and the next, well, he turns round and cracks a joke. I just don't know where I am with him anymore.
You can join the rest of humanity.
I think he's scared and worried. He's been strange about the whole business.
Why do you live with him?
I've often wondered. Oh, no. He can be fun and loving, kind. Curiously vulnerable in many ways.
Brings out the mothering instinct, eh?
Perhaps. Or maybe it's as simple as needing people to need you.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll come. I rang him.
Oh, he'll be here all right. He won't want to leave me alone with you for more than 5 minutes.
Has he always been so jealous?
Right from the word go. Far be it from me to boast. I mean, I'm very proud of being modest.
Oh.
Thank you. Oh, I've always been better than him. Academically, socially.
Physically?
Don't be personal.
Oh, I didn't.
No, I know what you mean. Hey, he overtook me there, I must admit. When we were what? 12, 13. Suddenly devoted all his energies to sport. He made the first 11, set school records. He won a Victor Ludorum. Very proud of that he was. Set it up on the mantelpiece and polished it religiously every Sunday.
He's still got it.
Oh. It's sad, really. I mean, adolescence should be a time for, well, being Catholic in your interest. To be totally obsessed with physical prowess.
Yes.
We're avoiding the issue, aren't we?
Maybe not, in a way. Roger, he says we were dreaming of the place where Simon was murdered. And he used that word, murdered.
Has he ever been there?
I don't know.
Why did he say murdered?
I don't know. I didn't ask him.
I don't know. Everyone's going around saying I don't know. What do we know? I don't know.
It's serious, Roger.
I know. But I don't know. Oh. Well, there I go again. No, I don't know what to do. I don't. Because there's something I haven't told you.
What?
It so happens that for purely business reasons.
Ah! There you are. Having a cozy little chat, are we?
But of course, another 5 minutes and I'd have stolen her away from you.
Aha.
Hello, Paul. I'm glad you could make it.
Well, I thought I might as well. I mean, it's not often I get a ringside seat to watch my brother in action.
What do you mean?
It means that Paul's decided to be aggressive and make such a change.
We've been discussing the dreams.
Ah, yes, yes, the dreams. Well, I've been thinking about them. And I've come to the considered opinion that the best thing we can do is forget all about them. I'm sorry about it, but there it is.
But that's not what you said last night.
No, last night I made a bit of a fool of myself. Won't happen again.
Roger, what were you saying just before Paul arrived? Something about for purely business reasons.
Oh, yes. Yes. This afternoon, for purely business reasons, I have to go to Avon.
Avon?
Bar, to be precise.
Bar? But isn't that...
Yes, it is.
Does Helen know?
Yes.
You mustn't go. She must be scared half out of her mind. I mean, you can't go. Not after knowing what she believes about the dreams. Paul, tell him.
No, I'm telling him nothing. He'll go his own sweet way, whatever I say.
Are you planning to stay the night?
Yes.
Oh, but...
Well, look, I know how it must sound, but
She told you she thinks I'm having an affair with my secretary?
Yes, I have told
yes,
Jean.
Yes, I do know.
That makes things easier. I'm having what might be called my standard battle with Helen. We have it at frequent intervals. Whenever I come into contact with any woman who's halfway attractive, they run a set course, the battles. Rows, sullen silences, the occasional lost temper, tears. I give in the end, it's easier. But I don't want to give in over Sue. She's highly efficient, I like her, I get on with her. Well, she makes my job a downside easier.
And she's good in bed, eh?
I imagine she probably is, but I wouldn't know.
No?
But what I'm getting at is all this business about dreams. It all comes from Helen, originally. No one else. We wouldn't have thought twice about them if she hadn't... Well, look, she could have invented the whole thing. To make me stay with her tonight. To make me get yet another secretary. Could be no more than another maneuver in our current matrimonial dispute.
When did you tell her you were going to Bath?
Last night.
But I had my dream before.
But she could have found out last week, or the week before, quite
easily. No, you had your dream before as well.
Auto-suggestion. You talked about your
dream. And you're forgetting what Paul said about... Paul, what did you mean last night?
Last night?
When you said we'd both been dreaming.
Oh, well, that was just to scare you. It was nothing. No, I never had a dream at all, if the truth be known. I just thought I'd put the wind up you.
Paul, why are you lying?
Forget about the dreams. They're not important. The child doesn't exist.
Child?
What, the one...
The one that whispers. It's just your imagination, that's all. It's nothing. It doesn't exist. She's not real. She isn't.
Is one of you Mr. Cooper, please?
Oh, yes. Well, we both are.
Well, there's a Mrs. Cooper on the phone. She said it was urgent.
Ah, yes, sir.
Would you just like to...
Helen, won't be long. Thank you.
Just a minute,
all right? Paul?
Yes.
You okay?
What?
Relax. You're so tense.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Where's Roger?
On the phone. Helen.
Oh, yes, of course. I wish it was tomorrow. It'll be over then. I can't. Nothing seems real.
I'm real.
How does it go? If I was you and you were me, how could I tell you were you and I was me or something?
Something like that, yes.
Oh, they're instantly close again. Stick with me, I need you.
I know.
It builds up and then overflows and... I can watch it happening.
What are you scared of, Paul?
I don't know.
You must know.
Must? That's a funny word to use to someone, a very funny word. Must? I don't feel like being cooperative anymore. Sorry.
Cooper's
office. Sue, it's me.
Roger, are you still at the pub?
Yeah. Listen, I may not be able to get to Bath.
Oh.
Until late this afternoon, so don't start ticking me off. Now, what I want you to do...
She's phoned up, haven't she? Helen.
Yeah, just now, but...
I knew she would. She phoned here and I told her.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. And what I want you to do is to go down by train and I'll get there when I can.
Why?
I have to go home.
I see.
Look, I can't explain, but just be a good girl and do as I say, will you? Please, Sue.
All right. But you'll phone me?
Yes, before I set out, okay?
Yes.
Fine. I'll see you later. Right. Oh, don't forget the files.
No.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Right. Thank you very much indeed.
All right.
Well.
Well?
It was Helen. She was ringing from home. She wants us all back there.
Why?
She's got someone with her who apparently knows all about the dreams.
What?
My husband, Roger.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And Jean, Miss Blackman.
How do you do?
And my brother-in-law, Paul.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm glad I got into contact with you, darling. I want...
Yes, Mr. Ford.
Oh, do you remember...
Simon's funeral. There was a man there. Well, you saw him. I'm sure you saw him.
That was you?
Yes.
On the phone, my wife said you
know about the dream.
I know something about them, yes.
How?
Well, I told you, darling.
I have dreamt them, too.
You've dreamt them? On the last three nights?
Yes. And also 6 years ago. No, please, let me explain. The time before, I was living close to Bristol. One night I had a dream, a particularly vivid, nasty dream. I'm sure you know what of. Waiting on a bridge, a train approaching, a girl whispering in your ear, urging you to kill. It was like nothing I had ever experienced before. It repeated on the following nights. The same dream, only more powerful, longer. It seriously affected my work. In the fourth dream, like Mrs. Cooper here, I woke up standing up, pressing both hands against the wall. And I was sick. I knew the dreams were not mine. I knew I had been eavesdropping, if you like, on another person's nightmare.
How?
A day or so later, I read in the paper of the death of a young man falling in front of an express. Dates and times were coincidental, too coincidental. I went there, to that bridge near Bath. It was the place I had been dreaming of. I attended the funeral. And then I went home and continued with my normal life. I considered the matter closed. 3 days ago, however...
Mr. Forbes, you're begging a lot of questions. I mean, how, for instance, did you
know...
Let
him tell us how he liked
it. Yes,
please.
But... All right. I can see you got my wife thoroughly convinced.
I hope so. As I've said, 3 days ago, the dream started again. The same dream. The same power building up. The same evil being created. Before, I had not fully realized until the end what was happening. This time, however, I could not stand idle. I employed a detective agency to trace Mrs. Gray, as she then was. This morning they found her. That is why I am here.
I told him I hadn't dreamt yet, but that you have. You've had one each.
That's why I asked her to get you all round here.
Why?
So that we
He's a medium. A clairvoyant. He wants to hold a seance with us.
A seance? A bloody seance? Oh, my God, a seance?
Why not? Well, anything to stop the dreams, anything.
Yes, but a seance? In a minute now, the doors will open and little men in white coats will come in and take us all off to the nearest loony bin.
Shut up, Paul.
What the hell should I?
I said shut up. What have you been telling my wife?
The truth, as I see it.
Which is?
That the dreams are of psychic origin.
Psychic?
Yes.
What do you mean by psychic?
What it usually means, colloquially, paranormal.
Supernatural?
Perhaps.
What do you mean, perhaps?
Arguing about definitions will get us nowhere, Mr. Cooper. I know. I've had this kind of conversation many times before. It's amazing the reactions people have to a simple word like clairvoyant. Miss Blackman, you were saying?
Well, yes, I was going to ask... a seance. Why a seance? I mean, it's...
What daft old ladies do.
Seance is not perhaps quite the right word. What I have to do is contact the child.
Paul, that's what you've been saying all the time.
Child? There is no child.
But
look, I don't know what's going on here. Half an hour ago, we were sitting in a pub having a drink, and now we're all here talking about bloody seances.
I do not know who the child is or where she comes from, but she undoubtedly exists. She existed 6 years ago, and she exists now. You've all heard her. Perhaps, like me, you have sensed how evil she is.
But there are no children in our family. Well...
There are no children. No.
But the power is another thing altogether. It's separate from the child. The child just uses it.
Mr. Forbes, would you mind answering a few questions? Not about definitions, but just about...
Certainly.
Several things I want to get cleared up. First, 6 years ago, when Simon died, did the dreams cause it?
You're willing to accept my version of things?
For the sake of argument, yes.
The dreams are not the cause, merely a side effect. They allow you to see the power building up and the form it takes.
This power, where does it come from?
It's me. Well, like I said, when I get nervous and scared and...
It's all right. Is she correct? Is it her?
Your wife is partly psychic. When she's working...
Oh, you can spell it out. Well, there are no secrets anymore. It's when I can't touch you. And I get afraid.
All right, all right. Sorry. Never really realized before. I
just thought.
And Mrs. Cooper, as I've said, has some psychic power. Link that with her frustrations, for want of a better word, and...
And you have something that can kill.
If properly guided, yes.
Does this bring us to the child?
Yes. The child is able to use the power.
How?
Because she is psychic herself. Let me draw an analogy. There's a dam with water piling up behind it. It exerts greater and greater pressure the higher it gets. That is the power within your wife. She cannot control it. The dam is in the way. But the potential is there, and it grows. And in some manner, the child is able to use this reservoir of raw power, channel it for her own ends.
Which is murder?
Yes.
Why?
Because she is warped and twisted.
Who is she?
I do not know.
I think you do.
No. If I knew who she was, I would not be here.
What age is she?
I should say about 10, 11. You've heard...
6 years ago. What age was she then? She was that age then. She sounded that age before. Darling, I know she was that age.
How do you explain that, Mr. Forbes?
We're talking about psychic forces, and ordinary time doesn't apply. And
what is it you haven't told us?
Nothing. It's to find out who the child is, we must hold a seance. And
why is she dead? The child, is she dead?
Not in the psychic sense, no, obviously.
Physically, then. Is she dead physically?
Perhaps.
Well, you don't know. What sort of a medium are you if you don't know?
I assure you, I'm very competent. I know what I'm doing, trust me.
Why? You come into my house?
Please, darling.
To ask us
please.
To trust you?
I know he can help.
All right. We'll leave it. For now. Well, why are the dreams happening again?
Because once again, as 6 years ago, your wife...
She's scared I might leave her.
Yes.
If it were not for these fears, she'd have, to use your analogy, no water building up. No power.
I would say so, yes.
Well, then allow me to do a noble thing. I won't go to Bath tonight, darling. I'll stay here.
Thank you.
And when I go away again, you come with me.
Thank you.
I suddenly feel extremely virtuous.
Well, how touching can you guess? The great Roger going sentimental.
Oh.
I've listened to this crap. I've sat here and I've listened to it. Everything coming out in nice, easy packages. She's frustrated. He's going to stay. The power will be gone, no more dreams. And he stands there, a bloody great guru dispensing wisdom. And you sit there and you lap it all up. And she says, this explains this and that explains that and everything is lovely. And I'm going to be noble and do the right thing. Well, where does this leave us? It leaves us nowhere. Because the child is lurking. Evil and twisted and stunted. And you can't stop her. Because the power is there. It's got to be used. And it's going to be used. I can hear the train. I can hear the train. Oh.
Tickets, please. Thank you. Tickets. Thank you. Tickets, please. Miss?
Oh, sorry. Here.
Thank you. Tickets, please. Thank you.
Oh. I've got some water. Oh, thanks. Paul, here. Have some water. He's unconscious.
What's happened? Do you know what's happened?
Yes, I do. We have found the child.
Paul?
A part of him, yes. Oh. A part he has suppressed for many years. Under stress, it surfaced. Leave him alone, Miss Blackman, please.
Oh.
Thank you. Could you draw that chair up, please, Mrs. Cooper?
Yes.
What are you doing?
What I came here to do... Mrs. Cooper, do you trust me?
Yes.
Then link hands with me, please. Thank you.
Roger, he's holding a seance with just the three of us.
Please try not to interfere, either of you. This is quite delicate. Whatever happens, stay clear. Now, close your eyes, please, Mrs. Cooper, and just relax.
Roger?
Do as he says.
Close your eyes. That's right. Gentle, easy breaths. Think of nothing. Just relax. Think of nothing. Nothing exists except my voice. Nothing at all. Nothing but my voice. We are relaxed. So calm. So calm. And we are here. Hello. I know you're there. You can come out. Come on. Out you come.
Hello.
Hello. And what's your name?
Paula.
I've been looking for you for a long time, Paula.
Why?
To get to know you.
Why?
Have you always been here, Paula, on this bridge? Come on, Paula, talk to me.
Don't want to. You don't belong here.
But I'm here, aren't I?
Kill you if I want.
You've got no reason to, Paula. You've got no reason to kill anyone.
I'm strong. Very strong, you'll see.
How old are you?
Don't know.
What are you doing here?
Waiting.
Waiting for whom?
We're both waiting.
Who's with you?
She is. She helps me do things. It's fun what we do.
Who is she, Paula?
Don't know.
Come on, Paula, answer me. You do know.
She hates. Kills them.
Why?
Don't like you.
Why does she hate?
Hate you.
You can't hurt me.
I can. I can.
No, you can't.
It's getting closer. The train. It's my train.
There's no train here.
You can hear it. You're going to fall. I'm going to push you. We're going to push you.
No, there is no train.
Silly man. I've got the power. I know how to use it. She doesn't. Can't you hear the train?
No.
You're in my world now, silly man. My world. You shouldn't have come. Interfered.
No.
I'm going to push you.
No.
And you'll fall and bounce and the train will hit you. And you'll die. Die. Goodbye, silly man. Thank you.
Stop this. Now. The power is mine, child. Not yours.
No. Use it before. It's mine.
Stop. You are dead. You do not exist. You can wake now.
The child was too strong. She was forcing me to see things as she saw them. But then your wife took over. It was because we were linked in a séance. She was able to break through the barrier, take control.
Oh, I see.
What did you hear?
You were talking, the three of you. Paul, it was really unnerving. His voice.
Yeah.
Will they be all right, Paul and Helen?
They'll be unconscious for some time. Sleep for many hours.
What happened to the child?
The child is gone.
Dead?
She'd never been more than half alive. Probably only been aware of her own existence when your wife had generated power. But it's over now. She'll never... I'm sorry, I'm not being very lucid. Tell the truth, I was terrified.
What's happened to the power?
That's still there, but... if your wife feels less tension, it will fade, and eventually... Oh,
it's all up to me, eh?
Make her feel secure, Mr. Cooper. That's all you have to do.
Will Paul be all right when he wakes?
I would say so, but... he was unstable before.
Well,
Yes, in a way.
His mind is now a single unit, so to speak. There'll be less tension, less... It should be all right.
You contrived that, didn't you?
Yes. He would never have agreed to a seance. I had to force the child out first, build up the tension.
Yes, I see. How long will he be asleep for?
Many hours. Perhaps until tomorrow.
You're sure?
Yes. Their conscious minds are drained. They need time to recover.
In that case, Jean, I invite you out for a meal. Mr. Harvey.
What? Just leave them.
Why not? They're hardly the world's greatest company at the moment. Mr. Forbes, will you join us?
Thank you, but no. I'll go home and sleep.
Right then.
But if I might add, be with your wife when she wakes, Mr. Cooper. She'll need you.
Yes, yes, I can see that. Jean, shall we go?
Yes, all right.
Fine. I'll just make a phone call and then we'll be off, okay?
Hello?
Sue, it's me.
Roger, where have you been? I've been waiting to hear from you.
Yeah, sorry about that, but it was unavoidable.
You're leaving now?
No. No, I can't. I've got to stay with Helen.
Oh, Roger.
I'll start as soon as I can tomorrow and be with you before we have to meet anyone, okay?
What am I going to do here on my own? We deliberately came down here early so we could...
Yeah, I know, but this is one illicit night of love I have to miss, much as it pains me. Why not go and see your friends? I've been telling everyone that's where you're staying anyway.
They're miles out and I've no transport.
Catch a bus?
I might just do that. But don't expect me to be available in future. Business only from now on, okay?
If you say so, my love. But I know you can't resist my charm. It'll be fun wooing you again.
Goodbye.
More wine.
No, thanks.
Go on. Put some hairs on your delightful chest.
You're in a remarkably good mood.
Yes, I know. Well, I say to myself, it's over. All that business about the child and the power, the whole thing. It's over, so forget it.
Roger, I know it's none of my business, but where are you... Are you and your secretary,
Having an affair?
If I tell you... Will you promise never to tell anyone else?
Of course.
Then I'll tell you. We weren't and aren't.
I don't know if I believe you or not.
Oh, it's a bane of my life. People, particularly women, consider me unreliable. I like to think it's part of my attraction. The dangerous rogue.
Are you flirting with me, Roger?
But of course. How about coffee?
No, thanks. What do you think really happened this afternoon?
I don't know. But for the sake of any other explanation that remotely makes sense, I'm taking it all as true. That Paul has, lost a bit of himself. He can well do without. And I hope it makes him a little less aggressive in future. And that Helen... More in control of herself.
In control of the power, you mean?
Yes. Until it fades. Put it this way. I'm going to keep a very low profile for a few months. Very low. You won't catch me going within miles of a railway bridge. I mean, you just don't know, do you? You just don't know.
This is your stop, love.
Oh, thank you.
You see that little road there?
Yes.
Along there, over the bridge, and your friends are just down there on the right. It's only a few hundred yards.
Thank you.
My pleasure, love. Have a nice time.
Thanks. Bye.
Coming now. Isn't she attractive? Roger slept with her. She must die. She'll fall, and the train will hit her, and she'll bug and bleed. He'll never sleep with her again. He'll never leave you. Not when he realizes what he can do. Sue? Sue Harris? You're going to die, Sue.
Who is that?
Die.
Who is it?
Die, girl. Die. Now.
Sheila Grant and Sean Barrett played Helen and Roger. Rosalind Shanks and Nigel Anthony, Jean and Paul, and Alan McNaughton, Andrew Forbes, in A Dream of Murder by J.C. W. Brooke. Tammy Ustinov was Sue Harris, Manning Wilson, Mr. Bruce, Alison Draper, the waitress, Josie Kidd, the barmaid, and Fred Bryant, the bus driver. Radiophonic sound was by Paddy Kingsland, and the play was directed by Ian Cotterell.